This week on the Canadian Tech Podcast, we look at Apple's iPhone event on Wednesday and what to expect there. We also talk about Microsoft's new open source stance, Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 recall, and a 21-inch curved screen laptop. That's all next and more on the Canadian Tech Podcast.
Welcome to the Canadian Tech Podcast, Monday, September 5th, 2016, sponsored by Olio Digital Labs. My name is Stuart Clark.
And my name is Derek Silva.
Well, thank you. Thank you for another summer, Canada. It's another back to school, Labor Day today. Are your kids excited?
Well, one is, because one goes to school right now.
That's right.
Yeah, he's excited to start grade two.
Grade two. Hard to believe, eh? Time flies.
Yeah, it sure does.
Exactly. Okay, well, because of September's now here, the tech news is starting to increase, so we're going to get right into it.
Yeah.
So starting off things, as most people know, Apple's got an event on September 7th that will probably, in all doubt, feature the iPhone 7, possibly an Apple Watch. A lot of rumors about this one, actually. The iPhone 7's heavily rumored to not have a headphone jack anymore. Instead, there'll be just a lightning adapter. Now, I have been hearing, Derek, the last couple of days, there might be actually, Apple might be bundling a lightning to headphone adapter into the box. And that would probably solve a lot of people's concerns about, you know, what do they do with all their existing devices? What do you think?
I still think it's a terrible idea. I still think that, I don't know anybody who enjoys using dongles or adapters. I've heard quite frequently lately that they break a lot. And that's not a good solution. Therefore, I can't say I'm on board. It'll be really interesting to see what they say on Wednesday, to say the least. And I'm sure I'll be live tweeting. I'm sure you'll be live tweeting as well. Hopefully they keep it to within an hour, because that's lunch break.
Yep.
And we got to work.
Hopefully, that's what I hope.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Now that I'm in the corporate world now, I can't get away with as much as I used to. So, yeah, I'm hopefully going to just kind of keep an eye on The Verge or something like that and watch the feeds come through. And
I'll be watching it live at work, I'm sure. Brendan, my boss, is interested. He really wants new MacBooks. I already told him I don't think there's going to be new MacBooks. Doesn't look like there are going to be new MacBooks. Maybe in October. To try and steal Google's thunder, no doubt, when they unveil their new phones. But we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the same way. I'd like a newer MacBook. But yeah, I don't think we're gonna get anything out of this announcement. We might get when the latest version of OS 10 will be released.
You mean Mac OS?
Mac OS, sorry.
Mac OS Sierra. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we might get a more firm date on that, but I think that's about all we're going to hear on that side from Tim Cook.
Robert.
So, yeah. All right, moving from Apple to Samsung. They're not having a good week, to be perfectly blunt. Their Galaxy Note 7, now I guess this is their flagship, and correct me if I'm wrong, their flagship phablet, as people call it.
Yeah.
They've had to recall this because they're having an issue with batteries exploding, catching fire, however you put it. It's not good, is it?
Well, no. Apparently, the latest estimates are that they've actually... So they've actually sold about 2.5 million devices. 35 having an issue is not that bad, considering it could have been an entire battery batch, and you're talking in the thousands. But no, not good. Fortunately, they're on it. They want everybody to bring their phone back or to exchange it for a different phone or to just give it back, and they will just refund you your money. You have options. Or if yours is okay and you're not using the fast charging, which is probably part of the issue here, then you can probably just use the normal USB 1.1 or 2.0 charger. Don't use the USB-C charger. That would be key here, and probably be okay for the next few weeks until new replacement models phones are available. You should, if you got a Note 7, you've probably gotten an email from either Samsung or Bell, Wind, Videotron, Telus, Rogers, all the sub brands, etc., MTS, SaskTel, telling you what your options are with that particular carrier. But the point is, if you want your money back, Samsung will give you your money back. So that's nice.
Yeah, I've actually been very impressed with the company's handling of the situation. Obviously, it's something no one wants to go through, but yeah, there's certainly no one can complain. They're not dealing with it, and trying to deal with the problems and make good. So kudos to Samsung there. It's kind of a shame. Like I say, it's a popular phone. Now, again, this is not the one. This isn't the most popular brand they have, but it's certainly up there.
Yes. Yeah. No, the Note 7 is definitely their part of their latest and greatest set of flagships right now. The S7, the S7 Edge, and the Note 7. So,
right. Okay. Moving on. I found this one in IT Business Canada. Now, I'm sure you knew this, but did you know Microsoft has a guy who's all he is basically open source now within Microsoft.
I did.
And
I didn't know his name.
Right. Well, yeah. I'm going to attempt to pronounce it. Wim Cohorts.
I'm going to
forgive me if I'm wrong there.
I'm going to go with Cohorts.
Cohorts. Okay, we'll go with yours. So he basically had a speech at Linux World in Toronto recently, basically saying the days of a closed Microsoft are over. Now, I think that's a little bit, I won't say deceiving, but it's quite. But he's a new corporate vice president of open source, and he's in the Enterprise Cloud Group. He's deepening engagement and innovation with the open source community. So, you know, one of the big things, obviously, is they want to get more people who traditionally kind of poo-pooed Microsoft, kind of get them interested, particularly because, you know, Microsoft's got a lot of stuff that actually runs under Unix, a lot of their Azure Cloud and stuff like that. So, he's basically, apparently some of the stuff he's including is trying to get some of the developers at Microsoft more to a Linux platform, you know, that sort of thing. It'll be interesting to see how well he can do with this, because even both within and outside the company, you know, there's certainly a lot of people that still don't quite see that, you know, there is some good things about open source and the approach that is doing. As he says in his speech, it's an example of how the IT industry is pivoting towards a multi-cloud, multi-OS world. And we have seen this from Microsoft now. I think it's something that's a way they have to.
Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting. The article says we probably won't be seeing an office-friendly Linux offering anytime soon. But
no, but if they're open to testing it more thoroughly on Linux, or testing the online version more thoroughly on Linux,
right,
that would certainly be a boon. So, and ultimately, that stuff should work fine. I think the main thrust of this had to be Azure, because there was no way they were going to make a behemoth cloud service selling only Windows servers.
Exactly.
They had to go in with Red Hat and Ubuntu and CentOS, and they have. And a lot of analysts actually think that Microsoft's catching up very quickly and could actually overtake Amazon EC2 in the next, 2 years. So that's crazy fantastic for them. I'm sure a lot of people did not see that coming from a company like Microsoft. And I've actually been testing out Azure lately, and other than a few little oddities in the interface, the management interface, it works fine. The VM is fast, it's responsive, it works, and that's ultimately what you want. And it's a much better interface than Amazon EC2, or Amazon AWS as a whole, Amazon Web Services. So, so that's a big win for them if they can keep it moving.
I'll have to look into that interface. I remember playing around with AWS, and it was a bit confusing. Well, and I know we've touched on it before. You know, we have, you know, Microsoft now, they have SQL Server for Linux. They have .NET Core, also PowerShell now.
Yes.
Will be, you know, and that's, you know, if you're a DevOps, you know what that's like. There's there is quite a bit now. So I think it's a good thing. I think it's something we're going to have to keep our eye on. And I think Microsoft realizes, yeah, the world's changing, and they've got to basically change with it as well.
Yeah.
So exactly. Okay. Moving on. Also speaking of Apple, new App Store subscription pricing rules. Now that it's September, they are actually in effect now. So a lot of this relates to you can have developers now can have ongoing subscriptions to an app. What developers will like about this is Apple would previously take a 30% cut of sales in apps. Now after a year, if you have a subscription app, their share halves to 15%. So that'll be kind of nice.
Still a lot.
You know,
it's still a lot. For providing billing. I mean, come on. Like it's billing. You go to Stripe, you go to PayPal, charges less. Like it's ridiculous. Right. They're still taking literally 10% margin at least on every single one of those transactions. And it might only be $1.99, but $1.99 times 100,000 adds up pretty quick. Or $10 a month for Netflix, $1.50 a person, a subscriber that comes through the Apple App Store. That's nuts. So, I mean, good on them that they can command that rate, but that's still huge.
I think at the same time, if you're a developer and you've got a good app and you can get, it popular in this marketplace, 10% of a million's better than 10% of 1,000.
That's a long shot, though. Like, not a lot of apps make it. A million apps in the App Store. Yeah, but how many of them are actually profitable?
Right.
Maybe a couple thousand?
But isn't that the same with all app stores, I guess, right? True. Like, would it be the same thing in the Google Marketplace and,
And
BlackBerry when they had their app store?
And even before that, 20 years ago when you wanted to make new software and sell it at retail, to even get in the store was a pain in the butt. So
We may not like it, but, there's definitely some more options. Part of the change is a lot of it involves subscriptions. Users can maintain their subscription levels. You could have multi-app subscriptions, levels, stuff like that. And again, a lot of it's corresponding with iOS, the latest iOS release next week. So it'll be interesting to see what happens as well. But yeah, as I said, it's not perfect, but there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, and now we're going to take a break with our good sponsors at Olio Digital Labs.
Do you have an idea for a mobile app, a problem that can be solved with software, two or three pieces of software that need to be integrated in order to speed up your business, or maybe just a website that needs to be freshened up? If so, you can turn to Olio Digital Labs. Olio are the planners, designers, and builders of custom web and mobile applications powering some of Canada's largest brands, from Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, The Home Depot, to College Pro, and Ellison Travel and Tours. Olio offers custom web and mobile applications, interface design, e-commerce development, a web platform, and Olio is also a Shopify partner, enabling your business to get the most out of Shopify. For a free consultation on how Olio can help you, call 226-785-0420, email derek@oliodigitallabs.com, or visit oliodigitallabs.com/contact.html and fill out the form to tell them about your project. That's oliodigitallabs.com.
And thank you for that, Derek. You do those ads so well, I gotta tell you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem. There we go. There's definitely a future. If you ever want to get out of this sort of tech, sign up with our good friends at voices.com. And
I can actually do voices, like imitation. I have some accents that I'm sure offend some people, but I think I do quite well. All my white friends like them.
Oh dear.
No,
we're not gonna go down that road.
No, they're not bad. I'm sure that there are people out there who are like, oh, you shouldn't do that, but of course the people not affected, or who I'm not imitating, enjoy it quite well. But I'm not gonna do them anytime soon. That's all right.
So exactly.
Yeah, so
Go on.
for people not in the know, there is a very CES type event. Well, it's bigger than CES. It's more like a fair. It's called IFA or IFA. It happens in Berlin this time every year, and we because there are a lot of Asia or Europe-based companies, we actually get some pretty cool announcements. One of them is that Acer unveiled a bunch of laptops. I'll skip over the first two fairly quickly, but they are nice, and then we'll go to the monster here. So there's a new Swift 7. It is the thinnest, lightest laptop ever, apparently. It's only 9.9 millimeters thick. It does not taper like the MacBook, I don't believe, so there's no cheating here for thinnest ever. It has a oh, where is it? Has a 360 degree hinge. Oh wait, no, sorry, that's the spin. Where did the Swift go?
In. That's the spin. That's the second one. Sorry, the Swift's
Okay.
just above there.
Yeah, so it has two USB Type-C ports, 13.3-inch screen, a seventh generation Intel Kaby Lake, I think it's pronounced, Core i5 chip, 256 gigabytes of SSD, and that starts, the pricing for that starts at $1,000 US, so we're looking at around 1,250 right now, probably be 1,300 by the time they get done with us. And then the
It's
Swift, sorry?
spin,
The
the
spin,
spin, yeah.
sorry, and then the spin. Swift and the spin. So the Swift is basically replacing the Acer S7. A lot of people really like that laptop. The
Right.
spin comes in a spin 7, 5, 3, and 1, getting worse and cheaper as you go down. The price ranges from $260 US, so a little over 300 Canadian for the spin 1, all the way up to the spin 7, which is tops out at about 1200 US, so 1400 Canadian. The spin is only 10.9 millimeters thick, has a 7th gen Core i7 CPU, 8 gigs of RAM,
Sweet.
256 gigs of SSD, various hardware configurations otherwise. So look very nice. The Swift 7 looks very quite nice, very MacBook Air like. However,
This is what I like.
let me crack my knuckles here.
Yeah,
There we go.
because they're copying. They finally took my idea, except it wasn't
Yes.
Apple.
So I'm gonna need to actually I don't need to lift some weights because I've already been lifting weights, but I will need to
Right.
use all my strength to lift the 8 kilogram, also known as almost 18 pounds, laptop called the Predator 21X. It has a curved screen, which you might have noticed very trendy lately amongst Samsung especially and on some TVs. As a curved screen, two, count them, two
Two.
GTX mobile GTX 1080 NVIDIA graphics cards. So it can do virtual reality twice, I guess. Maybe it could potentially power two Oculus Rift or HTC Vive
In two
headsets.
dimensions.
In four dimensions.
Oh.
No. It has the latest Kaby Lake Intel Core processors. However, Intel's beefiest Core or Kaby Lake processors are not going to be released until the first quarter next year, and therefore the Predator 21X is also not going to be released until the first quarter of 2017. It has the Tobii eye tracking hardware. Apparently, you can control some supported games with this eye tracking software and hardware, which would be pretty cool. 4.2, what's that called? 4.2 audio, so four speakers, two subwoofers. You got two video cards, you need two things pumping out the bass,
New
right?
subwoofers, apparently,
Of
yeah.
course. Full size illuminated Cherry MX mechanical keyboard. I'm sure you're all over that.
Oh, that'll make a lot of noise.
And apparently, the number pad, which is not mechanical, can actually flip over to become a touchpad.
Like I say, it's
So,
basically a giant transformer.
yeah. Now, we don't have pricing, but based on the top end Predator 17 laptops, probably going to be upwards of 5 grand Canadian.
But the thing
So
is,
if you
in the end, you
really.
can save you can save money in the winter because this thing will probably heat your house.
Yeah, and also drive up your power bill. I mean, Like, it's nice. It actually looks really, really nice. I'm actually impressed with the whole layout and everything about it. Like, the curved screen is actually really cool. They've got some internal photos here. It looks like there's five fans, of course, because you've got two mobile GTX 1080s in there, probably 256 gigs or 512 gigs of SSD storage, which actually that should be pretty cool, but that could get a little bit warm. The processor alone, I'm sure, needs a fan, an active heat sink. So, yeah. So are you going to take out a line of credit for this or what? Max out the Visa.
Yeah, this is one of these things. There is a market for it. I'll give you that. Absolutely. There's probably a market for it. I like this, but actually I was more excited about the spin.
Oh yeah. No, the spin looks really cool too.
Yeah, because when I was saying they stole my idea, I was thinking the spin with the hinges back. Okay. I always said if they made a MacBook Air that did that, take my money now. But no, this thing here is, there's definitely going to be a market for some professional gamers. Needless to say, I'm sure, there's two HDMI ports from what I see there. And so you can drive a couple of monitors and stuff like that. I guess this is the kind of thing if you want to go to the LAN party. It's certainly not designed for portability, but, if you don't have a lot of space in the house.
You can carry 8 kilos on your back. Come on.
I like the article here. It weighs just under half the weight of Elvis, the world's heaviest domestic cat.
Yes.
So they're having tongue in cheek in this too.
Oh, absolutely.
No, this is kind of cool. This is definitely, if a local store had this, I'd definitely make the drive to check
absolutely.
It out. Yeah. Even the little graphic with the dragon inside looks, or sandworm or something like that. It's pretty cool.
It's probably Shai-Halud. From Dune, the sandworm.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
it's so,
at least.
It looks like one heck of a ugly snake. Now the question is, are they going to have it, an LED blue, LED green, LED pink? Who knows? But this will
we'll
be
find out
this
in
will be
the
fun
first quarter of 2017.
There you go. And well, as I said, if the power starts to dim, we know someone in town has one.
Yeah. Get on it, OPG. Let's make sure you can support this.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I do like some of the other, the Swift and the Spin. Obviously they're going after the MacBook Air market. As I said, the Spin looks very cool.
Yeah. No, they both look pretty cool. So we'll see what happens when they're out and see what the reviews are like.
Okay, moving on. Our local story. There's a wonderful local story in the Free Press this week. Three loan organizations band together to help tackle gender gap in male-heavy tech field.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about this?
Yes.
You may know some people involved with this.
I know all the people involved with this.
Yes.
So Ladies at UX, Ladies Learning Code, and the London Public Library are getting together to screen a film. Oh, I think it's called Design Disruptors.
Something like that.
Yeah, so Ladies Learning Code has the rights already, and Ladies at US that UX wanted to screen it. So Kathleen McInch, one of the co-founders of Ladies at UX London, Ontario, and Kathleen Rabick, my wife, co-chapter lead for Ladies Learning Code, got together along with a bunch of other very talented ladies and have been putting this event together. So it's happening on September 13th. There's a mega meetup happening beforehand as well, in order to talk about, to get together and mingle. Then there's going to be the film is going to be screened, or the documentary rather, I think would be a better way to put it. And then a panel afterwards talking about, I think it's after, talking about the subject. And once again, we're seeing a lot of over on like London Free Press's Facebook page, we're seeing a lot of like, oh, guy, white guys, of course, I'm getting sick of this sort of thing and blah, blah, blah. Like, if they want to just get into tech, they can just get into tech. And I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, no, it's not that easy
because of people like you.
Yeah, because of privileged white guys. No, because kids at a young age from both genders or all five genders, depending on your perspective, get steered towards certain things, like certain careers, mm-hmm. like almost immediately. And I remember in elementary school, like it wasn't like active or malicious, I don't think, but the girls were shied away from touching the computers or using the computers or learning how to use the computers. And I'm certain, unfortunately, that a lot of their parents didn't see the value either because of the already existing bias at the time in the industry. And so it just compounds itself, and it needs to stop there. It needs to stop in childhood for any sort of gender disparity in any industry to end. And and so this is one way to do it, is when you're going to have kids, hopefully if you're a millennial going to this, or you're a grandparent or soon to be grandparent going to this event, then hopefully this will help change your perspective on how you deal with children in general. And therefore in 20 years, maybe that gender gap will be gone, or at least much smaller than it is right now.
Yeah, and I think the other thing as well is it's nice sometimes, you know, particularly in this day and age where you can be a developer or designer, and you can work out of your house or your apartment, that it's sometimes nice, particularly, you know, women to have, you know, a peer group of like-minded individuals.
Yeah.
You know, I found with some of the developers I've worked with, and that they're all actually pretty good, like pretty good guys. Most of them get it. So there's not really that much of an issue with, you know, if a lady comes into a forum or something and they're, you know, they're just one of the coders. But
yes.
I think it's an important thing for individuals who are maybe not on some of the usual social media stuff and things like that to have a spot where they can talk about this and things like that. So, yeah, I totally agree with everything you've said there. I couldn't say it better myself.
Great.
And I'm really pleased that I'm really pleased for the library to be hosting this as well. And I am biased there because I'm on the board, but
sure.
I know it's something the library cares about as well. So I think it's an awesome idea. So yeah, and as for the comments, I just know don't read the comments.
Well, yeah, there's just shifted from. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, there's the silent majority who, you know, there's always that small but vocal minority who are wrong, but the silent majority is usually very much right.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and I didn't bother engaging. I'm not going to argue with people on the internet. I don't have time for that stuff anymore. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, but no, good for them. Good for the group, and good for the Kathleens. There's so many awesome Kathleens in this town, I've noticed. Kathleens and Kathys and stuff like that.
And Catherines, you know. Yeah. Just something about the name starting with Kath.
I know, exactly. Actually, it was funny. When I first looked at the story, I saw that I just kind of quickly scanned through the picture. And I didn't really look at the picture, but I saw she was holding an Apple, an iPhone. And I'm saying, didn't Derek's wife get an Android? And then I kind of, the other one.
The other Kathleen, yes.
the other Catherine,
super cool, smart Kathleen, yeah.
Exactly. So there we go. But no, good for them. And again, if you're interested to see this documentary, definitely sign up. And there's a separate sign up for the other for the meetup as well.
Yeah.
And I've been retweeting it. We've been retweeting it here at the podcast, and the library's been promoting it as well. So definitely take advantage of that. Okay, moving on. Stuff we like. I think I mentioned last week or the week before a utility in Windows called Tree Size,
yes.
which helped you track how much space you're using. Mm-hmm. Well, my good old MacBook, it's really starting to get long on the tooth. And before I wipe it completely and rebuild it, I just kind of wanted to see what else was taking up space. So there's this great little program called Grand Perspective. And it essentially does the same thing for Macs as Tree Size does for Windows. So it'll go through, it'll scan and show graphically the disk usage within your system. So it's really cool because you can select a particular, the entire disk, whatever, and it nicely graphically shows that it's very cool for that. So in my case, I knew I had a couple of virtual machines that were taking up the most space, but you know, there was a couple of other things, a couple of older games and stuff like that I had, or videos, and I went, oh, I don't need those anymore, or I can back those up. So
yeah.
excellent little program. You can actually download it from SourceForge for free or from the Apple Store for $1.99. If you do it from the App Store, it basically, you know, it covers the distribution costs, they say, and you support further development. So,
yeah,
exactly. Give them a little bit of money. But no, it's actually very cool. Again, it's one of those little simple things. I've actually been using it since I got a Mac. It's one of the first things I looked for. And yeah, it's a nice little, very simple to use program, and doesn't take up much space to use. But it's very handy when all of a sudden your Mac's saying, I'm almost out of hard drive space.
It kind of looks like like the crime heat map in SimCity.
Yeah, same idea. Same, but depending what sort of files you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have a ton of like smaller photos, it's hilarious.
There's just
millions of little boxes, and can actually move your mouse over it, and it will show you what you know. And it, because it kind of does it by directory.
Okay.
So you can move your mouse over, and it even drills down to the exact file you're
on. Yeah, you can color by file type. That's cool. Neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. What do you have?
Give them a couple bucks. I've got Google Opinion Rewards. This is an Android only app, and of course, Google knows a lot about you already. And ultimately, you are giving them more by answering opinion polls that their advertisers send out. However, you actually get money for doing these. You get money in the form of Google Play Store credit. You can spend it on anything, movies, music, games. And so I installed it a couple weeks ago, and I've already earned $4 or $5. And so I downloaded a game the other day and got the full version for free. So that was kind of neat.
Excellent.
Yeah. So it's Google Opinion Rewards. It's a super simple app. You just pick one of your Google accounts, and every 3 or 4 days, they send you a survey. Sometimes you only get like 15, 20 cents. Sometimes you get almost a buck. And it depends on the advertiser and how much they're willing to pay for your opinion, obviously, and how many questions there are. Usually 3 or 4 questions, multiple choice, and you just have at it. And then, then you can get movies and music and stuff like that for free from the Google Play Store. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out as well. Any way to earn a little bit of extra cash, you know, is always a good thing. So cool.
I like free stuff. Oh,
yeah, exactly. Okay, what are we up to lately? I had a very busy week again at work. We had one person away, so I didn't get a lot of chance in the evening to do things. But I am looking at and researching some audio gear ideas to help us in the podcast. Kind of like when we first started this podcast many moons ago, we had access to the podcast studio at the Unlab. Mm-hmm. Some of the interesting things I've been seeing is you can get XLR to USB adapters. So your good XLR mics we used, if we don't have a proper mixer, we can plug them into our computers.
Yeah,
things like that. So I'm just going to put some ideas together, and we'll figure that out. Fine tuning some more backup stuff. My wife, I rebuilt her computer, so had to tune the backup stuff there. Same thing with the Mac. I've got a, you know, I obviously use Time Machine, but I also wanted to do some other backups to another drive. So just kind of little tuning things, stuff like that. Obviously backup to the websites, things like that as well. So, and what do you have? It looks like you had another busy week.
I did. went to Best Buy Mobile, actually. Super busy.
Mm-hmm.
Like signing new people back up across school. Carriers. Yeah, yeah. Mostly older adults in their 30s, 40s, 50s. But anyway, got my wife off of her BlackBerry Leap. Bye-bye BlackBerry OS, bye-bye Wind Mobile. She's now rocking a Samsung Galaxy S7 on Bell. Everything seems to be great so far. She spent the last couple days, you know, relearning her mobile OS, looking at Android, configuring things the way she wants it. She says she's happy, so that's great.
That's awesome.
Did some work around the house today. I had to replace a fence board that some stupid teenager, and I know it was a teenager because there was a group of them out a few weeks ago, just messing around late at night. I had to go replace a fence board that they decided to kick in. No idea why.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So.
I keep saying, landmine the perimeter.
One day. I replaced that today. I also sold my old old. It's a few years old. Canon PowerShot SX30IS digital camera. That's finally off our plate. We didn't need it anymore. I got a nice new Nikon for Christmas last year that I bought Kathleen. So, so that's offloaded. Got some cash for that. Had a busy week at Olio. Obviously, I have a few busy days before I take off for vacation for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
My house is video monitored or monitored by a camera. Don't bother trying to.
Oh, it's okay. The first day you leave, I'm coming over to install the landmines.
Oh, right.
So don't worry.
Good.
Yeah,
I've got
landmines on order. The autocannon attack dogs. You'll be good. Just release make sure you tell
hounds.
Me what day you come back. Yes,
the 21st. So yeah.
All right.
Release the hounds.
Release the hounds, Jeeves.
So otherwise, yeah, I'm going to be gone for a couple weeks soon, and I'm going to relax without email as much as possible. No social media, no email, I'm going to have email to check on CleverHost stuff in case a server goes down or something, but unless something's an emergency, I'm not touching it. I'll have a laptop just in case, but again, I'm not touching it unless I need to open up a command line or whatever.
Yep. Exactly. Good for you. No, you guys enjoy yourself. I know you've earned it. So definitely. That also means for 2 weeks, we'll be having guest hosts. Yeah. I've reached out to a couple of people. I'm waiting for some replies. So we'll see how that goes. We will try not to speak too ill of you while you're away on happy holidays. Well, the rest of us are slogging away here, but that's fine. No, you definitely deserve it. So I hope you guys have an absolutely fabulous time.
I just needed a slightly longer summer. I'm not done yet.
I'm looking forward to a slightly cooler fall. So
yeah.
Although tomorrow, if you're in southwestern Ontario, tomorrow we're going to have a heat advisory again.
Welcome to September.
I know, exactly. Okay, so don't forget to review us on iTunes, Google Play, wherever else you get your podcasts from. Retweet us. We also have a Facebook page now. I actually made it, really.
Yes, I did post our latest episode there.
Exactly. So definitely do that. Check us out. If you have any stories, ideas, contact at CanadianTechPodcast.com. Make sure you let us know. We'd like to thank not only Olio, but TechDose for the loan of their snowball mic. And I think that's about it. Is there anything else before you disappear into the low-tech, I won't say abyss, but the low-tech peacefulness?
Nope. Just don't do anything stupid while I'm gone.
I will certainly try. That's why I'm well supervised.
Yes.
You know, just like you're well supervised by your boss.
I am.
We both have awesome bosses. They're both wonderful ladies. Okay, so for the Canadian Tech Podcast, episode 86 for Monday, September 5th, 2016. My name is Stuart Clark.
And my name is Derek Silva.
Thank you and be well.